the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkeleyite Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and you know it's really very interesting as we see things unfolding. Certainly, Alan Greenspan says that he had absolutely no idea what was going on. He had no idea that, you know, if you let somebody, gave them a loan on a $750,000 home, and they only made $14,000 a year, that was going to be a problem. After all, we want to get people into, and there were some people, of course, claim that the Bush administration is responsible. The Bush administration claims Congress is responsible. Congress said they didn't know what was going on. Everybody says it's somebody else's fault. And don't you believe it for one minute. You can just see how obviously they are all involved in this whole thing, this whole incredible thing. When Barney Frank writes up the TARP legislation for October 3rd last year and just forgets to include, that Henry Paulson's got to use the money to buy up the faulty mortgage bonds. And then, of course, when Henry Paulson gets the money and gives it to the banks, he forgets to tell them they've got to lend the money. Do you really think the people are that incompetent? No, I think they think you're that stupid. But with that as a background, let's go to Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief and see what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Hi, Joel.
Well, there's lots on the plate, Dr. Stan. We'll start out with the story that you're carrying here, bailout euphoria, of course, is dying very quickly. The media was out in droves this week heaping praise on Obama for his, quote, first great victory in Congress. Didn't take much to see that victory was a slam-dunk deal, given the fact that no one has successfully been so far able to stop this steamroller of a bailout. It just seems like whatever people demand, it doesn't work, and they demand some more, and they give them more time, and it just keeps going. The Washington Post led off with a quote, 24 days into his presidency, Barack Obama recorded last night a legislative achievement of the sort that few of his predecessors achieve at any time in their tenure. I mean, this is just ludicrous, Dr. Stan, to be heaping that kind of praise. They say in size and scope, there is almost nothing in history to rival the economic stimulus legislation that Obama shepherded through Congress in just over 3 weeks. Well, that's because the size of this fiat money bailout has just dwarfed anything, including World War II. It's just incredible. And they conclude, of course, that the result produced largely without Republican participation was remarkable, similar to the terms of Obama's team outlined even before he was inaugurated. Well, let me tell you, this package is nothing to praise. Not only does it set a huge and bad precedent, but it isn't going to work. Markets around the world were not impressed either. Stocks dropped, more stores closed, and layoffs continued. It has quickly become clear that, as in the TARP program, you know, this bailout has done nothing but open the expectations for unlimited outflows of paper money, and everyone's lining up for his share, even those recent recipients of the bailout. Think of this, Dr. Stan. Before the ink was dry on this bill, GM and Chrysler are already asking for another additional $14 billion in bailout money, increasing their total to $39 billion. And where will it end? The auto parts suppliers are wanting their share, too, asking for $18.5 billion in aid. Once the foot was in the door and the public bought into the concept of bailing everyone out, there can be no end to the outflow until something else breaks. Like the dollar, for example.
Well, you know, I think it's really very interesting, Joel, that they first started out saying we're going to create 3 million new jobs. Then it was we're going to create 4 million new jobs. I don't know why they need an extra million there. But then they said we're either going to create 4 million new jobs or keep 4 million people from losing their jobs. So obviously, if people are still losing their jobs, they failed. You know, because
that's exactly right.
And of course, the thing is that this is not going to produce, you know, 4 million brand new manufacturing jobs in America, because Obama changed what the Senate and House wanted, and that was a provision for Buy American to, well, we'll buy American unless, of course, it violates our trade agreements. And of course, he knew it was going to violate the trade agreements, because the whole purpose of our trade agreements is to send our jobs overseas and impoverish the American people. To send our manufacturing overseas, that's why we're doing it. It's not accidental. They want to redistribute the wealth, at least our wealth. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, naturally, the two big automakers are all saying they can't remain solvent without more money, and they'll keep on saying that again and again and again. Now that Congress and the taxpayers are on the hook for billions already out the door, they're going to feel obligated to more bailouts just to safeguard our investment. It's called good money after bad. You know, it's a real neat trick to turn everyone into instant socialists. And that's what this whole problem has done. And it's as John Taylor, the economist, pointed out, this looks to me very much like it was engineered, especially when you look at the letting of Lehman Brothers fall that precipitated this. And yet it was no different than Citibank. They didn't have to let it fall if they wanted to. But they did, and it precipitated all the rest. It's like they sacrificed one of their boys in order to save the rest.
Well, it's like Bear Stearns going down. Bear Stearns had $17 million in the coffer 2 days before it fell, and somebody put an order out or instructions, and everybody pulled their money out. And, you know, why didn't they intervene? They could have intervened. Oh, we don't have the authority to intervene. That would be wrong. We're just going to give J.P. Morgan Chase $30 billion so that they can absorb Bear Stearns. Well, if they can give them $30 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase, why couldn't they give the $30 billion to Bear Stearns and keep them in business? It's all engineered, Joel. It should be so obvious to anybody with half an ounce of intelligence.
Well, as I say, this is something that people have to piece together from little bits and pieces, and people aren't very good at doing that, especially since you know, they don't spend full time like you and I do each day trying to sift together all the news and put together the big picture. It's a tough task, because this is hidden from people. This is specifically hidden. So it's not all of their fault, but that's why we're here. You know, Peter Schiff was on the news again this week. He's obviously the one of the few that has ever been noted for predicting that this would happen. I've watched some of the videos of him going head-to-head with every television pundit, and they calling him crazy to his face about this collapse coming, and it happened. And yet he's still being taken to task, because the specific investments that he mentioned to his advisors didn't turn out so, or to his clients didn't turn out so well either, so they're saying, well, a lot of good it did you to predict this fall. But in reality, he's saying, my predictions, which were based upon the dollar falling, true yet, he said, but this is just the beginning. It's still going to come true, and I think he's right. He says, the bubble economy that I had meticulously described years ago finally hit the pin, and I knew was out there. The corporate losses, frozen credit markets, and plunging home prices were the opening salvo in this unfolding economic crisis. He says, however, the vast majority of air has yet to leak out of the bubble. As it does, the U.S. economic crisis will kick into a much higher gear. For example, I believe, Dr. Stan, the commercial real estate shoe is the next one to drop. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of commercial real estate property that, as businesses go out of business, is going vacant, and there's nobody to rent that stuff.
And I think the reason it's going to go vacant is because they bought the property, and then they developed the buildings on it with borrowed money. And when you get, you know, when the economy is good, you can borrow money and you can make money. When the economy is bad and you borrowed money, why, you lose everything.
Well, the whole economy is a little bit like a Ponzi scheme, because you can finance a lot of that debt as long as the government is pumping in more money, feeding that growing bubble economy. You can finance almost anything and make money. But as soon as it starts to contract, I mean, you've got all this debt load, as you say, and, you know, you can't handle a vacancy rate of, you know, that's what interesting. You look at the numbers, Dr. Stan, and the retail numbers are only down 10 to 15%. Now, everyone in business should be able to handle a loss that small. I mean, a drop in business velocity that small. When you can't, it means that you're right up there at the margin. You're so loaded full of debt that when you can't even handle a 10 to 15% drop in profits and you're in the red, you've got problems. And that's where so many businesses are. I mean, even in Korea, who's, this bubble has been even worse there, they are dropping over 10 to 12,000 businesses per day are going out of business. Think of that, Dr. Stan.
Well, it's unbelievable. Actually, I've read that as many as 10,000 people a day here are getting foreclosure notices on their homes. But don't worry, Obama is coming to your rescue very, very soon. Don't you worry. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and you pick up the story, Joel.
Well, Dr. Stan, we're talking about the stimulus package and how people around the world are losing confidence that this is really going to do the job. What it has done, in my opinion, is set a huge precedent of which not only do you have everybody asking for a bailout, when things get worse, there'll be more people wanting a bailout, and they'll feel they deserve it because look at all the undeserved people that have had bailouts and that are still going to continue to get billions. I mean, this is incredible. There are many people, including myself, who have said time and again that if you start bailing out these auto companies, which cannot make it in today's market with all these vehicles that they're producing, there's not enough demand, not enough real demand, you're going to be pouring good money after bad and continue to pour it, and that will continue to be true. Now, there's other things in the stimulus bill, of course. While everyone was worrying about the mix of tax breaks and cash infusions to jumpstart the economy, nobody was looking at the fine print in this bill, including health rules that will affect every individual in the United States. Your medical treatments will be tracked electronically by a new federal system. One new bureaucracy, the National Coordinator of Health Information Technology, will monitor all treatments and demand that your doctor is doing what the federal government deems appropriate and cost-effective. So this is a major inroad into socialist medicine now. Of course, the goal is to reduce costs and, quote, guide your doctor's decisions. But as you know, as a medical doctor, when you all of a sudden have the government looking over your shoulder and determining what protocols you can use, you've lost your medical freedom. And, you know, this is even worse for those that are looking for the medical freedom that allows us to do alternative medical treatments as well as the establishments, and those will be absolutely prescribed or proscribed from this legislation.
Now, well, my concern is this is moving us towards a fascist society. We have a government that can't even keep track of its own money. You go to the GAO that really analyzes what the government's doing. They don't know where most of the money's gone. They've lost a couple of trillion dollars over from the Defense Department. They've lost $125 billion over in Iraq, money that's supposed to go to rebuild Iraq, and they don't know what's happened to it. And you mean to tell me that people could lose billions and billions of dollars and we're supposed to trust them with our health? I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world, and this is going to result in health care rationing down the line. This is what it's really all about. Where is the outcry from the American people? We're moving towards a fascist society, and nobody's saying it.
Well, you know, speaking of lost funds, there's a big story brewing, which I'm covering in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, about weapons shipped to Afghanistan and Iraq that exceed all our forces combined. I mean, this is incredible, Dr. Stan, when you look at the numbers. More than one-third of all weapons the U.S. has procured for Afghanistan's government are missing. The U.S. military failed to complete inventory records of an estimated 87,000 weapons. Now, that's 36%. The total weapons shipped into that war zone were 242,000 weapons. Now, nobody's asking this question about this story. They're only asking about the accountability. I'm asking the question, what is the United States doing shipping 250,000 weapons to a region in which everybody already has a weapon? The soldiers don't need the weapon. Our soldiers don't need the weapon. They've got AK-47s running out of the warehouses all over Iraq. What are they doing? Shipping these kind of weapons there. It looks to me like this is a major stockpile for future guerrilla operations around the world. I mean, you congregate in an area where you're building up these things and you have this kind of weapons go missing. I mean, 87,000 people. We're talking about increasing the troops in Afghanistan 10,000. You got 87,000 weapons going missing. I think this is a recipe for disaster. I think there's no other justification for moving this number of weapons around unless the U.S. is actually planning on arming other guerrilla attacks someday.
Well, maybe
weapons for U.S. troops.
Maybe we're creating the best enemies money could buy. Maybe we are arming our enemies as we so often seem to do just by mistake. Anyway,
this
we'll be interested.
This points to, Dr. Stan, I can't find, as a military, former military officer, any reason to be shipping that number of weapons around unless you conveniently want to lose them. Now, this is what happened, for example, in the invasion of Iraq. The United States troops went in and took charge of depots, ammunition depots run by Saddam Hussein, and then ordered our troops to leave those depots and leave them undefended and unsealed and unguarded. It was natural, of course, that all of the guerrillas, the would-be guerrillas, swept into those depots and took away the tons of munitions and explosives that have provided the weapons and ammunition for all of the things that have fought against the United States. Now, I can also tell you that we had satellite surveillance of those. We could have watched the trucks come in and load them up and watched where they went. And I'm convinced to this day that the U.S. has those photos. But do you think they've ever gone in and captured those? No. This is evidence that we are arming our enemies just as you have said. We are creating the crises, military and otherwise, that provide for these interventions that we claim to be trying to stop.
Well, we're living in terrible, terrible times. All we can do is point it out and hope that the people are out there listening and perhaps learning and beginning to think. And initially, they'll reject this idea. And then as they begin studying history, they'll find out that it's been a consistent pattern. We have created all of these enemies so we could have the wars and confrontations. And I really tremble for my country when I reflect what lies ahead for us.
You know, going back to the economy, through estimation of federal obligations is now about $65 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And they exceed the entire world gross domestic product. This was an article written by Jerome Corsi in WorldNet Daily. He said, as the Obama administration pushes through Congress its $800 billion deficit spending economic stimulus package, whatever you call it, the American public is largely unaware of the true deficit of the federal government already as measured in trillions. In fact, it's $65.5 trillion in total obligations. And that's because you have to add to those obligations the U.S. pension system, the Social Security system, the medical benefit system. All of this points to the fact that the U.S. government is bankrupt. It doesn't have, never will have, $65 trillion. And it amounts to, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for every man, woman, and child in America. We simply can never pay it back. The U.S. is bankrupt. It never will be able to pay it back, and I think that's one of the reasons why. They're spending with abandon because they never do intend to pay off these debts. They intend to eliminate them through war someday. And when a war finally touches this shore and destroys this economy, I believe they'll write off all of those debts.
And I think, of course, what they're going to do is just destroy the value of our currency. And this is the thing I fear, because it will mean the total impoverishment of the American people with the loss of everything they've worked their whole life to obtain and planning for their older time when they want to retire. And many of these people are never going to be able to retire.
Absolutely. I think anyone depending on government retirement, I mean, you may get Social Security. They'll continue to send you the checks. It won't be worth anything.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen. I wish we explore certainly the Obama stimulus package. I mean, we're talking really, well, if you calculate it out for 3 million jobs, that's about $260,000 for every job they're going to create. Why don't we just give them each $100,000 and save the rest of the money? We'll be right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5505. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to World Affairs Brief, if they'd like. And I would recommend that they do, because I read it regularly every week when it comes. Of course, I go to your website every day as well, just to get an overview of what's going on. And because Joel actually has all sorts of my favorite writers, people like Ambrose Evans Pritchard and William Grigg, and when they write something, why, if it's of any significance, they have it up on their website. So you pick up the story there.
Well, Dr. Stannon is talking about one of the major free benefits of going to worldaffairsbrief.com. My website is that my research staff posts. I mean, they're doing all the work of sifting through the news all day long on my behalf, and they post the stories, the better stories that they find, the ones that have the least disinformation. So they're doing all this pre-screening work, and they post them on my website, and everyone look at those stories. And so it's a great benefit for a person looking to avoid the worst of the conventional news sources. As I've long pointed out, the news is distorted mostly not by telling direct lies, but by careful omissions of the truth that would change your opinions. And so the purpose of Dr. Stan and myself in putting out our weekly and monthly news analysis is to make sure that we put back into those stories the things. And, of course, that you don't get on my website without a subscription. It's my World Affairs Brief. It comes out every Friday. And I do appreciate when people subscribe because it does support my work. appreciate the opportunity to be on your show regularly, Dr. Stan, in order to tell people about the work that we do.
Well, we appreciate you being with us because we always look forward to our Thursday and Friday programs. We'll pick up the story there.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, the Obama administration has proclaimed an awful lot of things in its change rhetoric during the campaign, and every week we come up with another disappointment with Obama reneging on another promise. This week he had to renege or apologize for his failure to have open government process. The LA Times headline correctly highlights missing from Congress's stimulus negotiations was transparency. You know, how many times did Obama talk about transparency? Obama indicated he wanted Congress to conduct its work in the open. Upending Washington's entrenched ways of doing business is proving tougher than Obama had assumed, according to the Times. Of course, the media is always giving him the benefit of the doubt, as if that he just couldn't have anticipated that it was going to be this difficult. Rarely are they willing to say he flat-out lied to the American people. He had no intention of changing anything. It's just good rhetoric. Well, the nearly $800 billion stimulus bill served as a test case. During the campaign, he continued. Cut to the chase. Obama has no constitutional authority to actually set the rules of how Congress operates. But he did suggest that he would use his influence to see to it that Congress didn't conduct business in the dead of night behind closed doors. And that's exactly what they did in this entire process. This is the largest spending bill in the history of the United States, and it should do its work in public. An aide to Obama admitted that that's what should be done, and it didn't work that way. The White House isn't even apologizing for how the stimulus bill was handled. They just said it had to be done fast, and they got it done fast, and it had to be done in secret. Now, Republicans are hopping mad in the House that they were barred from the entire process. Human Events wrote, Republicans have caught the Democrats in a midnight stimulus power play that seeks to cut Republican conferees out of the House-Senate negotiations to resolve a final version of the stimulus bill. In other words, a conferee committee is to have appointed representatives, and it's very interesting that Republican and Democratic leaders can skew the process of negotiation by who they appoint to those committees. And they never appoint true opponents to those committees. They usually are just yes men. In this case, the Democrats got together in the House and Senate and negotiated out the final bill, and they didn't even allow the Republicans into the room.
I think what's so significant, what everybody has to understand, is they did not have the bill completed until at least 11 o'clock at night. Then it was not available until the next morning, and they had to vote on it the next morning. This is a 1,700 and some odd page bill. There's no way you can read legislation like that and understand what it's about, and that's because they didn't want them to read the legislation. They wanted to get it passed, and they had the votes to do it. And, of course, incredible thing is, I believe that there was a deal between the Republican and Democrat leadership because three Republicans went over and joined the Democrats, so they would not have, there could be no filibuster in the Senate. And those Republicans would have never dared gone without the Republican leadership. They just simply gave this bill to the Democrats, but, then they can stand up and just pontificate, oh, how terrible it is. But, if those three senators had gone against the Republican leadership, they would have been, thrown off of committees, and they would have never gotten another cent from. These are the deals that they work when Reagan got in. Why? And he wanted to get his budget cutting bills in, and the Democrats gave him the votes to do it. And so these things are all done behind locked doors, and I don't think the Republican leadership is any better than the Democrat leadership, but they've got to give us the impression they're fighting back and forth and posturing and yelling and screaming and how terrible the other side is. But it's all cut and dried, and we really no longer have representative government.
Well, the hypocrisy of the Republican position is just so amazing. Remember that whenever Bush pushed for these kinds of bailouts, the Republicans were 100% behind it. Now suddenly they're against it. except for a handful that are turncoats. And they're always called, of course, moderates or centrists. And they happen to be Republican Senator Arlen Specter. Now, Arlen Specter, of course, was a JFK conspirator who served on the Warren Commission staff. He was the one who helped force through the magic bullet theory and the Oswald being the only assassin. This guy is really a dark side operator. But interestingly enough, he ends up portraying himself as one of the most conservative members of the Senate. But it's all rhetoric. He always fights against what's wrong at first, and then he always, 100%, yields and votes for the other side. This guy is a true chameleon, and it happens every time, and the conservatives continue to believe he's one of us, and yet he always votes with the other side. So it's no surprise to me that Arlen Specter was one of those turncoats in this. And, of course, the two Bobbsey twins up there in Maine, the two liberal Republican senators, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, they were predictable as well.
Well, these people give hypocrisy a bad name. Go for it.
And then there's John McCain. Now, John McCain said he described the program as anything but bipartisan. He called the thing of unprecedented historical proportions with saddle taxpayers with future debt. But I can tell you now, there's no doubt in anyone's mind that if McCain were president, he'd be putting forth the same kind of bill before Congress that Obama did.
Sure.
That's hypocrisy. Only Representative Ron Paul of Texas has been absolutely faithful in fighting these bailouts. Now, the same thing happened in California, where three Republicans were necessary to cross the lines and help the Democratic-denominated House pass another tax-raising budget in order to qualify for the bailout funds. And it was a battle royal with Republicans desperately trying to make sure the budget was balanced by much-needed spending cuts rather than tax increases. The Senate Republicans even ousted David Cogdill, Republican of Fresno, for supporting the tax increases. They threw him out, and yet it was Arnold Schwarzenegger going in the dead of night to Senator Abel Maldonado of Santa Maria, Republican, who cast the critical vote for California's budget package just hours ago.
Well, I know Abel myself, you know, when he was involved in Republican politics when I was, and I never trusted him at all, and I was sure that when push came to shove, he'd go with the enemy. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen for the last segment of our program right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for our last segment of our program. Joe, go right ahead.
Well, you know, last week we covered an issue that was very disturbing to Obama supporters and people expecting change. The Obama administration, its first test case before the appeals court in San Francisco, defended rather than yield on the Bush doctrine of using state secrets to make sure that nobody can sue the government for illegal acts, the patent misuse of state secrets. And public radio was falling all over itself, trying to explain away or excuse Obama's DOJ justification for this doctrine. If on the media pundits were shocked at this latest betrayal of Obama's promise to change, they certainly didn't show it. They went on and on about how Obama was, quote, just trying to sort things out, or that it must be okay since Obama had already banned torture in secret prisons. Of course, that is yet to be seen. But those bouts of wishful thinking were dashed this week when the DOJ yet again announced or went out of their way to justify this dreaded doctrine. David Kravitz of Wired.com. Wired.com really watches this issue of freedom of the press and freedom from surveillance. They write that Obama Justice Department is still holding fast to the state secrets doctrine to squash lawsuits against government illegal activities. It was the second time in as many weeks that they used this doctrine in another court of law. The move, which the judge in the case rejected Friday night, came days after U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the department was, quote, reviewing all the litigation it inherited from the Bush administration in which the privilege was invoked. Well, so much for that review. As I said last week, that was just rhetoric to make it appear as if there was going to be a change. But there was not. You know, I'll tell you, it's not going to take many of these for Obama to start to lose support, especially if this economy continues to deteriorate.
In other words, he's basically continuing the policies of George W. Bush that he, criticized so much when he was running for office. But people have to understand, Obama is simply a puppet of the ruling elite, the people who control this country. Once you understand that there are 11 members of the Trilateral Commission in key positions in his administration, and literally every really important position, then you can begin to understand what's really going on. We've been had again.
There's another interesting story that I'll probably end on today. The New York Daily News had an interesting piece about a leak going around Washington about how Dick Cheney failed to get Bush to pardon his one-time top aide, Scooter Libby. In the waning days of the Bush administration, the vice president launched a last-ditch campaign to persuade his boss to pardon Libby. And this is because, obviously, even though Bush had commuted his 30-month prison sentence, a convicted felon, if that still remains on the book, which it does now, means that Libby is disbarred from practicing law and cannot vote. So it's a pretty, as it should be. Now, I believe that Bush didn't yield on this because everyone was watching for Bush to do some real Mark Rich-type pardon in the last day of his office. And because everybody was watching on this, I don't think he would dare do it. They'd already sacrificed Libby. They'd already taken away the prisons. I think he'd done enough. But what was more interesting was the ending of the article. It talked about Bush and Cheney's relationship changing in the last few months of Bush being in office. It talked about how Bush just couldn't seem to get to Bush, or Cheney couldn't get to Bush, couldn't change his mind. They had left Cheney bitter. They said his aide said he was furious with Bush. He was really angry and decided he was going to start to lambast Bush. He did on a Weekly Standard interview. That's Irving Kristol's Neocon publication. But the most telling comment came from another Bush official who said, he said their relationship isn't what it was. He said, when Bush tapped Cheney as his running mate in 2000, it's been a long, long time since I've heard the president say, run that by the vice president's office. You used to hear that all the time in the White House. Now, isn't that interesting? I've long said, and this seems to be a confirmation of that, that Bush, the Cheney was Bush's handler. The president never in past generations have ever said, get the approval of the vice president on this, but it was happening all the time in the White House until the last few months. I think that indicates as well that Bush realized at the end of his term that his administration was a lame duck, and he stopped worrying about running things past Cheney. There were going to be no new major initiatives, and he simply did what he wanted.
That's well, I'm glad at least that he will give him credit for pardoning Ramos and Campion, and that's about the only good thing I think he did during his whole time. He didn't even pardon them, but
well,
at least he commuted their sentence.
No, he didn't pardon them. He commuted their sentence.
Right.
So.
Well,
now, but at least he did that, and they're free from prison. Right. I hope they're free by now.
Well, thank you so much. We're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Well, last thing on the list is Blackwater changed their name. You know, the dark side of government never goes away. They just reform, change their name, and pretend to be different. But nothing is different.
Well, that's sort of like when you get rid of the Republican president and you get a Democrat president, but nothing changed.
Just the name changed.
God bless. We'll talk to you next. I guess talk to you tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy having that Joel Skousen on as much as I enjoy having him. Of course, I knew his uncle, Cleon Skousen, really a great, great American patriot who did so much to teach people about the Constitution. And if you have not, of course, taken the course on the Constitution put out by the Institute of the Constitution, you really need to do that. You need to get their material, and you need to begin helping other people learn about the Constitution. And they're really just carrying on Cleon Skousen's tradition. So then, of course, we want to mention that if you have not yet laid in your supply of food, emergency food, we do, of course, work very closely with Ready Reserve Food, and you get them food at the same price from us. You'll get it from them. And so if you'd like to get a catalog, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And believe me, all the prices are going to start to rise very, very soon. So lay in your supplies now if you need the Berkey water filters, if you need a supply of health products. Give us a call, and certainly I encourage you to listen to that ad for Garden in a Can. They are helping us, and we certainly encourage you to get the products from them. Then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the brand new DVD. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the story of the emblems on the back of the dollar bill. And these are all occult. It's the story of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the American president who was deeply involved with Satanism, as was his wife, as have been so many other of our leaders. So you need to get the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the Secret Mystery set, and you should have the other two. You should watch them. You should study them. You should get your neighbors in to watch them. This is how we're beginning to reach people across America. And believe me, there is an increasing awareness of what's really going on. We have this great new book written back in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan, going into the fraud of fractional reserve banking. It's called The Money Creators. And believe me, everything has been done to suppress this book. You can go up on Amazon, look it up. It's $39, and they only had four of them the other day. Why, we're offering it for $4.95, and we got lots of them. So this is a book. This time has come, and we need to get it out. We also, carry The Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and certainly the fiat money inflation in France. And this is a story of what happened in France after the French Revolution in 1789. And what's going on today is deja vu all over again. And, of course, it ended with the destruction of the economy of France and the introduction of a new dictator named Napoleon Bonaparte. And France went from war to war to war, and they killed off all their young, courageous people, just as we're doing today. And to understand what's really going on, why, of course, if you want to understand the war in Iraq, you really need to get our syllabus and our talk DVD on Iraq, The Untold Story. To understand the continuing world revolution, and, of course, the expression that George Bush used in his second inaugural address about the fire in the minds of men, you need to get the book by that title, written by the Librarian of Congress. Nobody would ever accuse him of being a right-wing conservative. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is a liberal intellectual, but he tells you about the secret societies. He tells you about the Illuminati. He tells you about the Masons. He tells you about the myriad of secret societies that were behind the World Revolution that culminated with the Cuban Revolution in 1959. But the revolution is still going on today, as we are simply putting people into positions of power, puppets who will go along with our plan for the new world order, the new world religion, the new world financial system, and in